USC football is no stranger to the glitz and glam of Hollywood. Last night, the newest ESPN 30 for 30 film chronicling the Pete Carroll era of Trojan football premiered. Daniel Tran was there to talk to the players about how they felt about the film and their football pasts.
It was a calm Wednesday night at the Landmark Theater in Hollywood before the atmosphere turned electric with anticipation. Trojan War is a documentary that is a part of ESPN's 30 for 30 movie series. It chronicles the Pete Carroll era at the University of Southern California, an era that included two national championships, a 34-game winning streak, and unprecedented NCAA sanctions. The movie uses the 2005 national championship game at the Rose Bowl against the Texas Longhorns as one of the key turning points of the era. A mix of Hollywood types and former Trojan football stars were in the audience, including Heisman Trophy winner and former USC quarterback Matt Leinart.
I'm excited to see it. Plus, it's just great to see a lot of old teammates, you know, and a lot of guys, and it's kind of like a blast from the past. So,
former Trojan running back Lendell White, a.k.a. Thunder, was also at the screening. He was part of the Thunder-Lightning duo with Reggie Bush.
I think the most memorable is when we won our second national championship in Oklahoma, and when we did in such convincing fashion. I think that's what stands out the most, you know. There's some heartbreaks in there, but, you know, I think that was the most memorable.
Trojan War was directed by Aaron Rashawn Thomas. He hopes the audience will be taken back in time and feel the hold that USC football had on the entire city.
I really hope that they can get even just an ounce of what I felt during that era and watching the games and really feeling like anything was, you know, anything could happen at any second. You had dynamic players like Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, Lendell White, and such dynamic personalities that, you know, it was just exciting. Every play was exciting, and even on the sidelines was exciting.
After the movie ended, the reaction was positive, even from people who aren't really sports fans, like Daniel Paredes.
So I like seeing movies like this that kind of introduce you to both sides of the story. The front, you know, you could watch a game on Saturday but not know about the drama behind it, and I think that really brought a lot forward to, you know, to the viewer.
The movie did not turn a blind eye to controversy either. After a four-year investigation, the NCAA imposed sanctions against the USC Trojans because running back Reggie Bush accepted impermissible benefits. The NCAA said USC showed a lack of institutional control. But none of that matters to former USC wide receiver and executive producer of the film, Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, who cares at this point? I mean, we won. All right?
The documentary will be shown on ESPN on October 13th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Daniel Tran, Annenberg Radio News.